I say again, but may the God of all grace, who called us with eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, perfect,
amen,
establish,
amen,
strengthen,
amen,
and settle you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is going to settle somebody here tonight, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to relate the word of our daddy, our chairman, unto us. What we need to do to be part of the settlement for 2021. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What we need to do and how we need to do it so that we receive settlement in 2021. Ushers, please usher them to the front. We have enough seats at the front that can contain families so that we can maintain social distancing. Praise the Lord. There's still a seat for a family here, and I'm sure you still have at the bar. Please. Praise the Lord. So these are the words I want to relate to us this morning. What are those things that will make us to be able to fly and fly high? And I pray as we fly, you will never crash land in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a plane I saw, you know, while trying to prepare for this passage, for this message. Was coming from, it's a JetBlue flight. I don't know whether any one of us saw it. And the landing gear, the tire in front, was, instead of pointing straight, was pointing to the sides. And it was about to land. And what happened? The control tower got to know about it. And I'm sure why they were relating with the pilot to make sure that, to let him realize that the plane is not pointing the way it should point. The pilot also related back to them that that's the problem he's having. And then what happened? They immediately mobilized every safety measure, clear out of the runway. Because the plane has to go round again. It didn't land immediately. It has to go round again. Maybe the pilot will be able to adjust that landing gear. And there were 141 people on board and 6 crew members, making 147. But they couldn't get it done. And so they have to mobilize. Everything was mobilized. Firefighters, all safety measures. And the plane came down like that. And that tire just burnt off and come and see fire. It eventually came to a safe landing, you know, at a very slow speed. You know, when they are landing, it's usually a very high speed. Plam, plam, and then, but these ones couldn't do that. At least, you know, it has to slow down. That's one of the reasons why it has to go around, then come back, and then landed on a tire that is pointing this way. And you know that tire cannot move straight. So it has to burn off. And at the end of the day, I said, thank God for America. Thank God for safety. Thank God for his mercy. Had it been that incident has happened in a country where all these things are not there? Or has it been this thing has happened in a country where the so-called runway is full of potholes? What do you think will have happened to those passengers? Then I remember Gio said, before you fly, make sure you prepare the ground so that you can land what? Safely. You will land safely this year in the mighty name of Jesus. So, what are the conditions that must be put in place for us to be able to move forward? For us to enjoy this year as a year of settlement? For us to be able to fly and land safely? Exodus 3:26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Praise the Lord. Christ's kingdom is a kingdom of high flyers. So, number one condition, you must be at the right terminal. Praise the Lord. To board a flight,
you know, to anywhere in this country you all know, or anywhere in the world, you must be at the right terminal at the right time. Otherwise, what happened? If it's just only one passenger that is left, what happened? That bus, that plane in America. The plane leaves. May we not be left behind in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, it's only in Nigeria that I've experienced it. The plane will about to take off, then the announcement will come that a passenger has just arrived, and that plane will stop. Yes, and they will bring that passenger to the terminal. No, to the tarmac. I've experienced it. But I don't think it ever happened in America. You know, everything is to time. Praise the Lord. I pray you will be at the right terminal at the right time in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be on the right side of the Lord all the day, all your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, he said, obtain a boarding pass. To get a boarding pass, we all know, you must pay the price. Nobody will fly who has not paid the price. There is a price for soaring, a price to fly, or else that person will remain at the ground level. The question for us is, what price are we willing to pay today? The price we pay determines what class we fly in. Economy plus, business, or first class. You will begin to fly first class in the mighty name of Jesus. When it comes to the things of God, you will fly first class in the mighty name of Jesus. Your boarding pass will be a first class boarding pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And that means we must pray. We must fast. We must be ready to finance the things of God. We must make ourselves ready, our heart ready, to receive of Him. And as you do this, you will begin to fly first class in the mighty name of Jesus. You must also pass His training test. We all know why. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So we must lay aside every item listed in the word of God that is forbidden. If you must catch a flight to greatness, guns, knives, grenades, they are not allowed on our plane. Is that not so? Good. So therefore, too, if you are to catch a plane and fly high, in this spiritual matter we are talking about, you must lay aside hunger. Amen? Bitterness. Amen? And all sorts of sin must be laid aside. And that's why Hebrews 12:1 warns us. Lay aside those weights. Okay? So that we are able to run the race. With what? With patience. Number four, we must start from where we are. The airplane at the airport needs to generate enough momentum from where it is on the runway. To do that, it must overcome friction, it must conquer gravity, and take off before it takes off into the air. Okay? So what does this mean for us spiritually? This means we have to start where we are, from where we are. No aircraft starts from the sky. They all start from the ground. So where we are, we must see, what can we do here to make sure I live a holy life? How can I help my neighbor? How can I be a great assistance to my neighbor? How? What am I going to do that even when I'm no more around in that place, my neighbor will be remembering me for good? Oh, when so-so was here, he did this for me. I pray good works will never depart from each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our good work must start from our neighborhood. The Bible says, who is your neighbor? Remember the story? Somebody went to Jesus and asked him, who is my neighbor? And Jesus Christ has to tell him the parable of the Good Samaritan.
You know, on that journey of that good Samaritan, after he was attacked, a priest saw him. That's a minister. Okay? And he ran away. You know? A Levite should be the minister. A priest should be the pastor. Let's put it that way. Saw him. It's just like me coming to this, come out now, and lo and behold, I saw somebody shot. And instead of calling the police or calling for assistance, I just carry him with his blood and push him to the other property. I said, I don't want problem in my property here. That's how it is. No? But a good Samaritan is like talking about Israel of today and the Palestinians. It's like a Jew getting wounded and a Palestinian coming to his aid. A good Palestinian. Let's start our good work from where we are, from the ground. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So number 5, just endure the storms and the bad weather. You will be criticized. Some people will tell you, are you the only one? Are you the one who killed Christ? Your prayers is too much. You make too much noise. Like I told my wife, you disturb me too much in this room when I'm sleeping. That is why we have a prayer room. Praise the Lord. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't say because he's a pastor, he doesn't have complaint. I complain. My wife is always praying. I said, we have a prayer room. And that's why towards the end of the year, the prayer room was almost turned into a storage. I said, no way. It's a prayer room. We remove everything there and make it comfortable for anybody who wants to go there and pray. We must pray. Praise the Lord. That is enduring the storm. It is not an easy road to success. And I want you to know there is no easy road to success. If you are not ready for rough weather, that means you are not ready for greatness. If you are not ready for criticism, that means you are not ready for greatness. When the weather gets rough, your attitude should be one of endurance and steadfastness. Only your consecration and dedication to God and his values guarantees your flight beyond the skies. Praise the Lord. Number 6, you must enjoy the ride. You must be at peace with everybody. Many flyers have no choice but to fly to their destination. Okay? Even when they cannot enjoy the ride due to fear of crash landing. May you not embark on a flight, and throughout the flight, it is fear of crash landing that is within you. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So in every little turbulence the airplane encounters, what do? They cringe, they scream, they shout. You know, and until the plane lands, they are in fear. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You must understand that Jesus is the pilot of the airplane you find yourself in. And if you are on the eagle's wing, in which case you will land safely. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Always enjoy the ride with peace. Anything that comes your way this 2020, take it in. Enjoy with what? With peace. Let the peace of God reside in you. Not as the world gives. You know, that's what he told the apostles. Say, in this world, you will do what? You will face tribulations. You know, it's going to come a time. Those who killed you will think they are doing God a good job. Has it not come to that now? But take it with peace. And the God of peace will be with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, honor and obey the pilots at all times. You know, our pilot is Jesus Christ. He's certified professionally. He knows our lives. He knows what we can handle. He knows what we cannot handle. Therefore, let's follow his instruction. Obey all the manual that he has given unto us. Every deliberate act of violation or disobedience
may be treated as an act of terrorism. You know that? And may cause an emergency landing. There will be no emergency landing in your life this year in the mighty name of Jesus. When we get to I want us to read John 21. It's an interesting chapter of the Apostle Peter. He was a designated flyer. With all the events of Jesus' death and not believing the scripture, he doubted and decided to go back to fishing. And almost all the apostles decided to follow him. Jesus has finished his work of redemption. He has shown himself to the disciples, spoken words of encouragement to him, to them and his followers. He has instructed them to continue the work with power and anointing, and that he was coming back again. QED, he has proven it. However, in John 21 happens because of just one man, Peter. Peter. Which bears the point that Jesus does not bury his wounded soldiers. Instead, he heals them, he encourages them, and he empowers them. I pray God will heal you this morning. God will encourage you. God will empower you in the mighty name of Jesus. Then he sends them back into the battleground. Apostle Peter has been discouraged, disillusioned, and has given up on his master. He denied Christ. Everything that Christ said will happen, happened. After Christ waking up, he witnesses, he saw him, he touched, he talked, he did everything. Yet, the kingdom is not coming. The man who promised to establish the kingdom is dead. We only see him once in a while. I go back to my profession. I'm a fisherman. I decided, to go back. So Apostle Peter was discouraged, was disillusioned, and has already given up. It is possible that the same can be said about many of us in 2020. Let me see what happens. We have plans. Some people have plans of buying, a big space for entertainment, purposes, hall renters. Our hall renter 2020, it was $0. In fact, we if we had to really put that account separate, it went into minus. Because we air conditioned the place. We did so many things to make sure that no more complaint. But a single dime didn't come up. Imagine if that is the business that somebody 100% relied on. That's exactly what happened in 2020 to many people. But I pray in 2021, you are coming back stronger. Amen. You are coming back bravier. Amen. You are more anointed to impart the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. 2021 is your high-flying year. Amen. It is your year of settlement. Amen. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. We are going to pray. Because Jesus lives in me, because of redemption, I take captive every captivity. This 2021. I take captive every captivity. Luke 11, 21 to 22. Say, when a strong man and keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided the spoils. We are going to take captivity captive. Go ahead and talk to God. Because Jesus lives in me, because of the redemption power of our Lord Jesus Christ, I take captive every captivity of my life. I receive anointing to take over the world. more fear. Because this is my year of settlement. The year that I fly. When I shout hallelujah, I win all battles in the mighty name of Jesus. Every thought in my life that questions the authority and power of God and the word of God in my life, die now. Every power, every thought, because these are the thoughts we're supposed to take into captivity, that questions the authority of God in my life, the power of God in my life, the word of God in my life, that authority and that power die in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative thought, die. Every thought that is not according to the thought of God for me, die. Father, let me see the world of greatness. Let me live in the world of greatness, power, glory, and the mighty act of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this 2021, keep me holy, Lord. Keep me pure. Keep me addicted to your word throughout this year. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We will thank God for 2020. That year, but we've not seen the impacts. Those people that are feeling the impact are people running restaurant businesses and some other things like that. The real impact has not been felt. But we are going to pray. That type of year will never come again. In the mighty name. Go ahead and talk to God. For 2021 shall be a year of greatness. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land of joy. No more lack in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything you have lost, you recover it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Talk to God once again. Father, I know this is my year of settlement. I know you are changing my name for better this year. I know you are changing my situation, my condition. I know you are moving me to the next level. I know, oh Lord, that your anointing will never be ridiculed in my life. That for my name, that they have called me in 2020, I bear it no more. That singer said, won't it be wala gonri? No more barrenness in 2021. No more. Physical barrenness, financial barrenness, spiritual barrenness comes to an end with 2020. No more barrenness in your church. Your church is now moving forward and we are flying higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of the Father,
Amen.
In the name of the Son,
Amen.
And in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.